Okay, hey everybody, welcome to Wrestling Travel Presents the Lockdown Sessions. We're brought to you by our good friends, the biggest shop in Europe for professional wrestling stuff, Wrestle Merch Central. Please check them out and get all your gear. They're repping a lot of professional wrestlers, a lot of organizations. And one of the guys they're repping right now is our special guest here, Rob Van Dam. Rob, welcome to our little show here.
Yeah, man. Thanks. Thanks for having me. That's the obligatory response, right?
Yeah, that was.
We need something new. Yeah, dude. Glad to be here. All the above.
That was my obligatory opening too. Like as I find that I don't know, just hey. Usually then I go in, hey, how's the weather? But I'm not going to do that with you. I wanted to talk to you. The whole point of kind of doing this is you're working with Wrestle Merch Central. You got a lot of gear that's now available to people over in Europe. That's a pretty cool thing. And I wanted to talk to you in doing my due diligence, RVD, CBD, that you have going on. Oh, there's the shirts and stuff. Now, how awesome is that? I know you do pro wrestling tees and everything, but being available to the fans in Europe, working with Wrestle Merch Central, how important is that to you? Because that when you have that hub over there, the fans that want to order their RVD merchandise, they're not paying extra shipping, they're not paying extra tax, and they're not having to wait a month. So how, as a guy, wrestler, I mean, just to kind of normalize, that means a lot to a guy like you that, hey, you can get the gear right in their hands, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's great. You know, when there's something like pro wrestling tees, because it's on the internet, you just assume that they're catering to everybody all over the world. But obviously, you know, when something is more localized, like a wrestling merch being there, what are they, in London? Or
yeah, London, United Kingdom, yeah.
Yeah, so obviously they're going to cater a lot more to those fans than pro wrestling tees. And yeah, of course, like you said, a lot to do with shipping and stuff, but that's just awesome. A lot of the promotions, activities, whatever we're doing that are over here in the States, I wish we could do it again in the UK. I've always had fun when I'm over there. I know I have a lot of fans over there, and it's awesome to be part of this company growing. I hope they don't mind. I've referred to them to many people as, you know, kind of like the pro wrestling tees of the UK, but you know, I'm that's just to explain it simply for people to so they can understand it and relate to it. But yeah, I have I had an RVD mask on earlier from them. I guess it's in my car right now, but they got cool stuff.
They've come up with some cool stuff for us. We got the Wrestling Travel logo right in the Union Jack, which is, I have no technological expertise, but they're able to pull it off. So they do a lot of really cool things. And yeah, being available right there to Europe is awesome. Now, I want to talk, and I know you've talked, I've caught a couple interviews, the RVD CBD.
Yes,
the line that you got going out, which is pretty cool. A guy like me knows nothing about that, but being a lifelong wrestler, but a wrestling fan and somebody in the business that doesn't know much about it, when I'm able to see a guy like you who's somebody I've seen on TV, and you get that bond with, hey, I've seen this guy on TV, I trust him, seeing you explain that CBD, I'm looking at like topicals and, you know, my knees are creaking and everything too. You got topicals, you got gummies and stuff. Is there, and you're not just a proponent of, as my question gets longer, of just, hey, blah, blah, blah. You've done the work. You've done the research from what I've seen. You know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, you could start by my decades of being an advocate for marijuana. You know, I paid a lot of attention to that because it interested me. So even though society was teaching everybody to look away, I was listening because it's so amazing. All the things that can be helped, the plant is the most resourceful plant on the planet. Jack Herer was a good friend of mine. He was the first guy to try to really push hemp on everyone and tell them, you know, that that it could replace 80% of everything. And so, you know, I learned a lot from him, and I learned you can use the plant for. Well, Henry Ford made a car out of hemp, and it ran on hemp seed oil. And he wanted us to have our own stills in our backyard. We could grow plants. It's an annual crop. And we could actually take care of ourselves. But that's not the way the world works because, you know, there's the fuel. Rockefeller got to make his money for fuel. And, of course, it could replace, you know, most pharmaceuticals and alcohol and tobacco. And so, anyway, all these conglomerate huge businesses that rule the world, they don't like marijuana. They don't want it to be utilized. So they've always blocked studying the plant. Always. It's always been illegal to study it. Yeah. Now it's getting legalized here and there. You know, here in the United States, we have like 33 states, plus the District of Columbia, new states all the time. As we're learning more about it, it isn't just something you smoke and get high. You can separate the different components in it. And even if you have no interest in getting high whatsoever, but you want to use a natural healing agent for whatever. It could be for migraine headaches. It could be for digestive problems. There's such a wide range of benefits that the CBDs can do. And so CBD is like THC. It's one of many, many, many elements of the plant. Separate it. Sometimes some formulas have the entourage effect where you have different cannabinoids together, much like Mother Nature did, you know, with the plant. But usually you know, we smoke, it's THC dominant, with the CBDs, what you're talking about the flower, it's so CBD dominant that it either contains just a little bit or zero THC, depending on what it is. So my products, the tinctures, the pain cream, that stuff has zero THC in it. Sometimes that works best. And sometimes that's safer for people to try that are afraid of marijuana or they get tested for work, whatever.
You know, that's the thing I wanted to make sure that we talked about is that there are people that are still hey, I want to stay away from, and that's that THC part, but there are completely that CBD route is a way to go. Now, we talked about WrestleMerch Central, and we're out of the United Kingdom. Is CBD, I know you've done your research, but maybe not enough. Is that something that you can ship to another country, the RVD CBD, or no?
We're working on it. We've had issues. We've been testing it, getting caught up at the borders. And, you know, we definitely want to have it available in the UK and hopefully that answer will change soon. But right now, you know, we're probably not going to can't send an order and guarantee it'll get to you. Right. But we're talking with many possibilities, you know, that do ship and hopefully we'll have that figured out real soon. So there you go.
Yeah. As the world kind of progresses, hopefully that's, you know, like I said, if there's no chance of getting high from it. It is of course, they're never going to label it. They'll label it medical to get the tax dollars, I suppose, if we're getting political.
That's up to, it'll have to be, it might have to be grown there in the meantime anyway, but what was it? So when it comes to CBD, they refer to it as broad spectrum or full spectrum. If it's full spectrum, then it does have some THC. It might have a lot of other stuff in it too. Full spectrum could be a lot of different formulas, a lot of different proportionally laid out cannabinoids. But all of my products are what we call broad spectrum. And I know there, you know, nothing's going to show up in your system. There's no THC in it. It's not going to get you high. You know, depending on what you're looking to ail, you look at different forms of ingesting it. You know, for instance, I have the best pain cream that there is, and you feel it working when you put it on because it's loaded in menthol. So you feel it working its way in, you feel your blood circulating, and in a few minutes you get that really cold burn. My pain goes away. I use it when I'm hurting. People always ask, you know, it's not so much routine with me. It's just like, I want my pain to go away, and it does. And it's helping a lot of people. But if you're looking to do, say, anxiety, you're looking to work with that or something, I wouldn't suggest the pain rub. Then I would suggest like the tinctures, you know, because then you get into your endocannabinoid system, and then your whole system basically looks for things that need healing, looks for inflamed areas, and it's, you know, you can usually tell if you know something's off and you take the CBD, you can tell if it's fixing it.
That's so the gummy,
same thing. You're taking them inside like edibles into your digestive system. It'll get into your blood, and then the endocannabinoid receptors will receive and get the information and tell your body what to do. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. Like, I could listen to you talk about it. So at RVDCBD on Twitter, I know, is on there. So, and I know there's a place you can go.
RVDCBD.com. Easy to remember.
Perfect. Yeah, it works out. The initials and everything. How awesome is that? You know, you get.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that I want to be very respectful of your time, I got a few questions I want to run through, and people are going to go, hey, you guys are wrestling travel. Let's talk about wrestling. So as you know, we're out of Manchester, United Kingdom, and we started years ago bringing wrestling fans to all their favorite events. They book with us. We got their flight. We got their hotel. We got all their tickets. And we have parties where some guests show up. Maybe a Rob Van Dam out of the blue will come to one of our parties. We've had James Storm show up. I want to ask you, my travel question is, and this is like asking you, what's your favorite kid? What are some of your favorite cities across the world to wrestle in?
Well, Las Vegas used to be one of them. That's why I moved there here, and I love it. Man, I've had a chance to be in some really cool places like Jamaica, the Aruba, what are those islands called? But anyway, Aruba, Bonaire, and Curacao. Trying to think of the name of the Spanish islands that Rikishi ran some shows, the Canary Islands, beautiful, you know. So I tend to really enjoy life and appreciate my career when I'm on a tropical island, you know, like on the other side of the planet.
And how awesome that pro wrestling has given you that opportunity that you've taken full advantage of. I want to tell you, some questions have come through, obviously, about ECW. One of the questions that I wanted to ask was, you've been in front of some pretty raucous crowds for ECW, but one that really sticks out in my head as one of those crowd moments was that Cena match, the ECW One Night Stand. Was that one of the better crowds that you've been in front of?
Beyond a doubt, dude. That was that crowd. It was a one of a lifetime experience. You know, not only because they had that ECW passion and energy, but they were 100% for me and everything I stood for, everything that I stuck by up till that point in my career, and 100% against, you know, what Cena stood for by the WWE product at the time. And so that crowd was incredible, and that victory was incredible. It was like I really felt like I won that for everybody that had the hardcore spirit in them. You know, it's like Frank Sinatra said, I did it my way.
Yeah, 100%. That's one of those matches you put on, and that that crowd just draws you in as a viewer. So it was just
great.
Glad it's special.
Cena was great too, by the way. Cena was great with that crowd, throwing the shirt out there.
Yeah.
Back, you know, he kept wondering, what's he gonna do now? So he throws it to the other side. He's really, really good. So that was definitely a standout night for me.
Yeah, definitely a special moment. One of the questions that I've gotten, and I'm gonna ask it. our leader, Wrestling Travel Lee, wants to know, if you had to name a Mount Rushmore of ECW, who do you think would be on it?
How many people are on the Mount
Rushmore? Is like four, but sometimes I'll let people go five.
So we'll do Taz, Tommy Dreamer, Sabu, RVD, Sandman, Raven.
You go on, could, yeah, I know that's a tough
New Jack. Yeah, it's gotta have room for a few extra guys, I think.
Gotta have everybody. Speaking now, we're gonna go back to wrestle merch. Side note, I wore a Rob Van Dam t-shirt one time, had the sleeves cut off of it because it was getting a little old, and I never got more compliments. Yeah, I don't have that. I just had the sleeves off because I'm a chunky guy, you know, and it makes me move. But I never got more compliments from a group of girls than, like, I like your shirt. Like, I don't know. So you've had some really awesome shirts and styles and designs. I was wondering, one of the questions that Wrestle Merch always wants to wonder, do you have, excluding your own, do you have like a favorite wrestling shirt you've seen some of the guys put out? You're like, that's pretty cool. Do you have a favorite wrestling shirt?
Of mine?
Of yours or of somebody else? Because I know that the natural is yours. I know yours are cool.
Well, what comes to mind right now is 2001 when I got to WWF and they were changing to WWE. And the shirt that promoted it said, "Get the F out."
Oh, yeah.
I love that shirt. Like, that was great. And there's something right now that reminded me very much of that. There's something out there right now that was with one of the angles that's going on. Fuck, what was it? It was very much like that. Get the F out. I don't know, dude. Let's go with that one.
No, and Paul White's got the, I saw he had the No More BS. Is that it?
That's what I was trying to think of. No More BS.
Bringing it more current, more topical. Now, every time that AEW has an announcement or rumors, you're always seem to be involved. Does that get old or is that kind of cool just to watch the internet just kind of roll on?
No, it's cool. It's very cool. You know, I mean, that's my energy out there that's circulating. So that's always happened as long as I can remember. I don't know if it'll ever stop. But since I made that, when I left WWE in 2006 or 7, whatever it was, when I came back and made that surprise appearance at the Royal Rumble. And then ever since then, every year, you know, even my friends would be like, So you going anywhere? You gonna be anywhere Sunday? Even my friends, you know, they're like, "Well, you wouldn't tell me if you were." Like, they don't even, them don't even believe me. But yeah, that's pretty cool for me.
That is pretty awesome. One of the things I want to, coming up here, I'm in Wisconsin, even though we're out of the United Kingdom. Saturday, April 3rd, in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. I'm not sure when your last match was through this pandemic, but you are coming here. For Frontline Pro, and you're up against Bulletproof Ben McCoy. Now, that's a guy I'm very familiar with and looking forward to that match. Is this your first match in a long time?
I think my last match was in September with Impact.
So it's been a while. And this, I know from talking to Ben that this has been – like the third time, the charm, he broke his leg, wasn't able to do it the 1 year, and then COVID hit. So I know the fans are really looking forward to. So if I'm a fan anywhere near that building, I got to expect that you and Ben McCoy are going to put on one hell of a match.
Yeah, I'm sure. And this will be the first time, you know, that I've wrestled him. This has been in the works for a long time, as you said. And also, he's doing a documentary, you know, which is part of this whole project, telling his story, and it's helping a good cause, helping his army vets stop killing themselves. You know, he told me right off the, you know, when I met him over the phone, a bunch of everyone in his army troop killed themselves. Like, I don't know. I don't know, it wasn't this number, but something like 17 out of 25, something really high like that. Hey, I'm really high like that. And anyway, he said that he decided instead of killing himself, he was going to just go for it, try and live the best life he could. And his face was crushed. He had to get his face, you know, reconstructed and shit. And he said, fuck, my dream was always to be a pro wrestler. And so that's how he got into it. And of course, you know, he's always wanted to wrestle his hero. And who doesn't want to get their ass kicked by RVD, you know?
That's right. And Frontline Pro does that, you know, a lot of stuff for veterans. Ben is great. So if that already wasn't an excuse enough to get down there, come down and meet RVD.
Katie Forbes.
Katie will be there. Yes, I know that. So that'll be excellent. So that's coming up Saturday, April 3rd, Stevens Point, Wisconsin. You got to check it out. I know there'll be clips on Twitter and everything too, if you can't make it down, but a great cause, a great show. Awesome.
I think I heard a little bird say that I might even be reunited with Fonzie at this event.
I heard that and I didn't want to bring it up because I wasn't sure. I don't know.
I'm not sure either, but I'm sure enough to tell you. That's right, Daddy, right down the middle. That'll be cool. Also, I haven't seen him in a long time.
And that's going to be awesome, especially up here in kind of middle northern Wisconsin, where we have been as affected as anybody by the shutdowns. But to get out, every safety protocols, but to get out and support live wrestling, support the veterans, and to see Rob Van Dam, Katie Forbes, and Bill Alfonso, you cannot go wrong there. So, yeah, and it's still here. I think that's the movie he was talking about.
Yeah. Name of the documentary So very cool. You know, this is all going to be good for him. And, you know, I hope I don't crush his face again, but, you know, I do kick hard. He's coming after it, asking for it.
Right. And I can't think of the last time that you would have been. We're pretty rural, remote up here in Wisconsin to get a chance to see great professional wrestling and former champion, ECW legend, Rob Van Dam, Katie Forbes, possibly Bill Alfonso. You got to go to find out, but, you know, get there for the meet and greet. So final question for you, and we'll sign off, and then I'll ask you another question off the air. But people want to know, how can they follow, like, the socials? Follow Rob Van Dam, buy Rob Van Dam products. Can you push anything, any projects you got going on that everybody out here watching can get a hold of you? I'm not get a hold of you, but follow you. Sorry.
Well, this is a easy question to answer. You can follow me everywhere at The Real RVD, and I'll try and keep you posted. You know, and of course, as you mentioned, RVDCBD.com or Instagram, same thing, RVDCBD. I'll try and keep you posted because I have a lot of stuff going on. I have filmed quite a few things that haven't come out yet. Some of it I can't talk about, some of it I can. You guys probably saw the promotion, let's say, for the WWE RVD Icon show. It's going to be so good. I'm not supposed to tell you yet when it comes out, but, you know, it's pretty soon, and got a lot of good stuff going on. A lot of energy going into the CBD thing. Got this video game, virtual reality. I have a esports team, or I guess it's a team. And, going to be looking to stream pretty soon too. I'm not really talking about that yet, but I'm setting it up, looking to do some streaming pretty soon on one or two platforms. So that's a little sneak peek.
You're always staying busy, so always keep an eye on The Real RVD. And at Wrestling Travel, we've got a little bit of reach, so anything we can do, we'll help promote it and everything. But I want to say thank you so much. for joining us on the Lockdown Sessions, brought to you by, of course, Wrestle Merch Central. If you're in Europe, you got to check out all the products that they have for Rob Van Dam and all the other wrestlers. So I'll talk to you in a minute off air, but thank you so much for joining us today, sir.
Right on. Thank you.